Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today I'll be presenting on the respiration rate ethylene production of Aki, Bilaga, Blysapida fruit harvested at different maturity stages. Introduction. The Aki tree is native to the tropical West African region. Aki was believed to be carried to the West Indies during the transatlantic slave trade in the early 1700s. In 1793, the famous British voyager Captain William Bligh took specimens that he saw growing in Bath, Jamaica, to the Kew Gardens, where the tree was first described. Today, the fruit is a national symbol. It is the main ingredient in like Jamaica's national dish, and is also the national fruit. The Aki tree is an evergreen that grows to heights of 25 meters. The fruit is a leathery capsule, usually composed of three locular chambers. When ripe, the fruit is yellow to red with arillan seeds exposed. However, there is a toxic component associated with this fruit, hyperglycin A and hyperglycin B. Hyperglycin A is typically found in the edible portion of the fruit, and hyperglycin B is typically found in the seed or stored in the seed. So the toxicity of the fruit decreases to tolerable levels, sometimes non-detectable levels once ripe, when the fruit is naturally dehisced. So during the development and ripening, the fruit undergoes many physiological changes, such as color, dehiscence, and also its metabolic activity. The objective of my work was to measure the respiratory pattern, ethylene production, the color change, and the weight loss of Aki fruit harvested at five maturity stages, stored for 72 hours at 20 degrees Celsius, really to find out what is the climacteric status of the fruit. Materials and methods. The Aki fruit were harvested in the south of Florida during the months of November and February. Five maturity stages were actually considered based on the size of the fruit, progression of dehiscence, and the color change. So stage one was small green unopened pods. Stage two were yellow, medium-sized unopened pods. And stage three were full-size, reddish, more red, scarlet, unopened pods, and stage four were slightly dehisced pods, which are considered safe for consumption, and stage five are fully dehisced pods, which are considered safe for consumption also. So the respiration rate and the ethylene production were determined using the static technique. The measurements were made every 12 hours for analysis by a gas chromatography. The color of the pericarp was measured using a Minolta chromometer. The weight loss was determined by weighing the Aki fruit before and after the storage period, and a statistical analysis was done using SAS. Results. So the results showed that stage 4 and 5, which are the dehisced fruits, showed an elevated respiration rate, especially at 60. It was very significantly different from stages 3, 4, and 5. So ethylene production, on the other hand, also showed an increase in ethylene production during stage 5. However, stage 1, which is the real Immature fruit also showed a relatively high ethylene production, which is evidence of the pseudoclimatic nature of the fruits that will never progress further to stage 2-3 during the storage period. However, stage 4 also was relatively high in terms of its ethylene production, which also coincides with the horticultural maturity of the fruit. At the hue angle of the pericarp, there was no significant differences before and after the storage period. However, the hue angle decreased by 60 between stages 1 to 5, which is evidence of the color change from green to a yellow-red color. And a percentage weight loss of our fruit of stages 1 out of 5, stage 1 had a relatively high weight loss compared to stage 2 and 3, which is also evidence of the pseudoclimatic nature of the immature fruit. And the progression from stage 2 to 4, there was an increase in the percentage weight loss. Just to state that after storage of these fruits, stage 1 did not progress as much to stage 2 at all, but after storage, stage 2 looked like pretty much stage 3, and stage 3 looked like stage 4 and stage 5. Yeah. Began to show signs of like decay and fungal growth. So in terms of concluding, the elevated respiration rates at stage 4 and stage 5 suggest a possible climatic pattern of ripening, and an almost twofold increase in the ethylene production between stages 4 and 5 suggests a concomitant burst of ethylene during the ripening of the fruits, and the maturity stages 4 and 5 also coincide with the horticultural maturity of ackee fruit when the fruit is dehisced and considered non-toxic for, like, you know, consumption. Acknowledgements. I would like to thank the University of the West Indies Graduate Studies for funding part of this work, and I would also like to give a special thanks to Professor Brett and Professor Huber at the Horticultural Science Department, University of Florida, for making this work possible. I thank you very much for your attention. Thanks.
Well, I have one question.
Sure.
You did mention that ackee fruit is the national fruit of Jamaica.
Yes, it is.
And you harvested the fruit from Florida. So my question is, did you do this work in Jamaica or here in Florida?
Florida. Because Florida has a large diaspora of, like, Jamaicans. And the tree is typically found within backyards in the Jamaican communities. I sampled from Fort Lauderdale to as far as Homestead.
How does the fruit taste?
It has a nutty sort of flavor, you know, like maybe like a fresh pecans or a fresh cashew nuts, you know, a similar nutty taste. Hyperglycin A is found in the part that we actually consume, and hyperglycin B is also a second toxic component which is found in the seeds. So there is, well, research has shown that there is a detoxification method that takes place as the fruit matures, where hyperglycin is to convert it to hyperglycin B and being stored in the seeds. So once the fruit is allowed to dehisce naturally and the seeds become very black, then it is known that the hyperglycin A is dropped to very tolerable levels. No. It's just the natural dehiscence of the fruit that makes it safe. Well, in terms of the pericarp is known to actually contain saprophins, which is used as a antimicrobial, antifungal properties. But in terms of the edible portion, that's what is typically known for as a delicacy. It's rich in fats. It has up to 248 milligrams per gram of total fats of dry weight. And the main fat is omega-9, which is the same one found in avocado pears.
Okay. Thank you very much.